Good evening, everybody. This is episode 2 of the Physio Fantasy Podcast. I am your host, Tyler Kenton, Doctor of Physical Therapy, joined by...
Kramer Jackubeck, Doctor of Physical Therapy. Thank you for letting me introduce myself this week.
We got a couple interesting stories for you today. We have the latest rundown of guys injured in the league, the most fantasy-relevant significant players. We're going to talk about, of course, what everybody's been talking about, Antonio Brown, Amari Cooper, Todd Gurley, Andrew Luck, and then we have an interesting segment about Achilles tendon rehabilitation. So let's start off talking about what everybody has been talking about in the NFL. They have no idea where this guy is going to fall. Antonio Brown, I think he's at ADP 20, wide receiver 8 or 9, which, again, I don't know what he is today with all the helmet drama, but let's talk about his feet first and foremost.
So it looks like he... As you saw on Hard Knocks, he was dealing with some soreness in his feet. He's a hard worker. He works hard, and his feet got sore, and he was getting some cryotherapy in Paris while he was on vacation, and his foot was burning up. So, I mean, as far as frostbite goes, I mean, it looks like he's just dealing with waiting out the healing process, and it's going to be more of like a pain management thing. So from my perspective, as far as his health goes, I think he's good to go, but we're dealing with the helmet saga as well.
Yeah, so. his feet are going to be fine. It's blisters. You got to wait for the skin to grow back. There's really nothing serious or long-term to be concerned about there. Obviously he's more of a risk just because of all the helmet drama, and who knows what's going to happen. He's a bit of a diva, but, yeah. You know, I guess at the same time, the league being so conscious about concussions and things like that, it's interesting how this is going to pan out and if he has any legitimacy to his gripe with, helmet safety and things like that.
Right. I mean, as far as his skin goes, from a medical perspective, everyone's saying the new skin's growing and well. Looks like, you know, he's healing up fine. So as far as his health goes, I mean, we're looking at him as, you know, a wide receiver 8 or 9. I'm totally comfortable with that. So if you're looking to draft him relatively early in wide receiver timelines, go for it.
Moving on down the list, Kramer, tell me what you know about Todd the God Gurley, ADP 8, I believe. Running back 7. I mean, that's considering he was one of the top backs last year. There's a lot of fear around the way he finished the season. Mm-hmm. But do you think that's really justified to have that much fear? Yeah, what's your take on it?
Todd's had he's had quite an off season of attention over a certain injury that the press has been terming arthritis. Okay, so Todd Gurley had a ACL reconstruction done in 2014. He came back in 2015, and he had a pretty productive seasons after that. Last year, he suffered an injury in week 1, worked through it, played through the regular season for the most part, but towards the end of the season, basically, seems like the tires wore off and he had some soreness in his knee.
We never really... What was that injury? I've heard tendonitis, I've heard arthritis... I mean, isn't it? It's
all they said was that it was an inflammation issue.
Right.
Okay. So, what happened? He's probably like sprained his MCL. Maybe he injured some cartilage in there.
Yeah, and got that makes me think meniscus. Yeah. Whenever they're like, oh, it's knee swollen, knee inflammation, knee blah blah blah, that's almost immediately tells me it's cartilage damage or some sort of meniscus sprain, strain, whatever you want to say. There's some kind of swelling in the knee, and then honestly, they don't really know what's happening. They can take as many MRIs as they want, unless there's like a definite tear. You know, they're not going to really disclose that information.
Yeah, there's an aspect of pain tolerance to that. You know, if the player is like, you know, if they're a 3 or 4 out of 10, they're going to play through that. You know, and as long as they're not, you know, catching or locking of the meniscus and the knees locking up on them while they're playing, they're probably going to be able to play through it, especially with the adrenaline that they're going through playing in a football game.
Yeah, so. And we got to keep in mind that these are like superhuman people that are like built in laboratories, basically. Like they're freaks of nature. Mm-hmm. And they're so much stronger than most of you could probably imagine. It's definitely probably like if you put Kramer and I combined, he'd still probably be stronger.
We need like 5 of us.
He'd definitely be stronger than us. Let me rephrase that.
So what does everyone want to know right now? Everyone's hearing about arthritis in his knee, right?
Arthritis.
Is the arthritis going to affect him moving forward? Should that be an impact in where you're drafting him and how you're picking him up in your leagues?
You say it's strange because, what is a 25-year-old guy doing with arthritis in his knee?
All right. Well, what we're here to tell you is that arthritis is an absolute non-factor in this recovery and in this season.
Hot take alert.
It is Kramer. A non-freaking
How
factor.
How many red flags does Todd Gurley's arthritis give you?
It gives me zero fucking
red flags from Kramer. Red flags from Kramer. Listen,
anytime you have an injury and a surgery like this, arthritis is a part of the process. It's going to happen regardless. All these guys that get ACLs, anyone that had an ACL reconstruction, if you're listening and you had an ACL reconstruction, surprise. I'm sorry, you have some fucking arthritis in
surprise.
Your knee.
Surprise, sorry.
Okay, so this means absolutely nothing. You watch Todd Gurley run on the football field last year, and you tell me that arthritis is so freaking bad.
Right, and from watching him, just from the Hard Knocks footage, that's pretty much all I can really find. He hasn't played in any preseason games yet because, again, they're going to manage his workload this year. But watching him in the preseason, he's catching passes, he's running the ball, he looks like he's making some cuts. That's really what I'm worried about. They said he, quote-unquote, hit 21 miles per hour in practice the other day. That, I'm worried about his top speed. I'm worried more about his cutting and, again, how quickly he can change directions. That's really more where I'd be concerned. And also from a fantasy perspective, his workload.
That's going to come back, right? His cutting, his juking, his fitness, that's all going to come back. That's just what comes with game time reps. But what we're worried about is game time reps. The coaches plan on limiting him to roughly 22 touches per game, 50 to 60 offensive snaps. All right, that's what I'm worried about from a fantasy football perspective, not about the health of his knee. Right. His knee is going to be fine. He's going to get through the prime of his career. He's still going to be a dynamic and explosive running back. Don't worry about that. His injury risk is the same as anyone else that had an ACL reconstruction, and basically the same as anyone else in the NFL that has not had any injuries, which everyone has. All right, so his injury risk, don't worry about that. What I worry about is his production. They're anticipating a long playoff run. They didn't get to use him the way they wanted to last year in their playoffs. So if I'm worried about, the fantasy football regular season, I'm not worried about his injuries. I'm worried about his touches per game.
Yeah, so that's your hot take. Don't sweat too much about Todd Gurley. I really think he's going to be fine. I forget, what's the name of his backup? I don't know. Apparently they're making a bunch of smoke about him and saying that he could really cut into his production. But let's be real here. It's Todd Gurley. He ain't going anywhere. He's going to get his touches. And, if they got to lean on him, they lean on him. That offense runs through Todd Gurley, right? The passing game doesn't open up unless Todd Gurley is cranking.
He's one of the most talented football players in the game.
Exactly. So
that's not going to change this year.
Don't sleep on Todd Gurley. He's still in one of the best offenses. He has a good quarterback. He's got three talented receivers, although you know how I feel about Cooper Kupp. And he's when you compare him to the other top backs, Zeke, you don't know if he's going to be there week one. You have Alvin Kamara, probably the best comparable back, I would say, to Todd Gurley. You have Saquon Barkley, who's on a really, really shitty Giants team. They don't have OBJ anymore. And you have Chris McCaffrey, who's, again, a really super dynamic player. But you have Cam Newton coming off of offseason shoulder surgery. You don't know what they're going to be like. And they don't really have a dominant receiver to open up the field for him. So I wouldn't sleep on Todd Gurley just yet. But, health-wise, we're not really concerned.
Don't worry about the fucking arthritis.
Zero red flags here. Today's special segment is about Achilles tendon repair, tear, rehabilitation, tendinopathy, all the above. And as always, it's brought to you by White Claw.
Mine was already cracked
because he's got a little bit of a problem. Mm. But
we don't talk about it here.
We're not sponsored by White Claw, but we wish we were. If you're listening, give us some money. We'll support your product.
Please.
Please, guys. Hashtag ad. So we know Manny Sanders tore his Achilles last year. He's been out for about 8 months. Demaryius Thomas, I think, has been out for about 6 months. They're both rehabbing that tendon. They're sort of back to game time reps. I think they're playing in the preseason. I don't know if Demaryius Thomas is playing in the preseason, but no, let's break down the physiology a little bit.
All right. So Emmanuel Sanders, he's 8 months out from Achilles repair surgery. All right. So he busted his Achilles last year. He's 8 months, and he's back into game time action. He played last night, and he had a couple big plays. He had a 45-yard pass that was called back on a holding penalty, but he had a catch on that, and he had a nice little run that everyone was pretty happy about and excited about.
Interesting.
So he's back to game time action. As far as post-operative rehab and return to sport, What we're looking at is typically we're looking at around 6 months. We're getting into return to sport drills and practice and really full-time gameplay. And he's 8 months out, so I'm not terribly worried about Emmanuel Sanders.
8 months out. What's happening physiology-wise? At this point in the rehab, it's pretty well scarred up. It's pretty vascular. They're just talking about,
The tendons healed. Really, what we're working on here is we're working on strengthening the muscle groups around the Achilles and getting it nice and strong and loading the tissue, loading the tendon, getting that really strong and preparing him for gameplay.
Right.
Getting him cutting, getting him jumping, getting him used to that kind of stuff.
Totally.
But he's past that point. I mean, he's 8 months. Yeah. He's into game time right now. He went through all those drills, so they wouldn't be putting him back there unless he was really 100% and like really feeling good.
Yeah, it's interesting. They have a quarterback who's won a Super Bowl now, Joe Flacco. That's intriguing to me. His ADP right now is about 114. That's the 10th round receiver. Does that intrigue you? Would you pick him on your team? How many red flags does that give you?
I'm gonna throw this out there. Emmanuel Sanders, I'm going to throw out 9,000 red flags right now.
9,000.
I'm actually worried about Emmanuel Sanders.
He's a little bit worried.
Right? And here's why. All right.
Here's
what we're getting into here.
Give me that good stuff.
We're going to get into some fucking data here. All right. Research and some data on NFL players and their return to sport after an Achilles repair.
This is the good stuff. So if you've been tuned out this far in, tune in because Kramer's about to drop some knowledge on you.
All right. So we're looking at three factors when we're looking at, return to play and actual readiness for return to sport. What increases the risk, right? What are we looking at? We're looking at tissue health, right? So we're looking at your age and we're looking at your history of injury. As far as Emmanuel Sanders goes, not too worried about either of those, okay?
How old is he?
I think he's in his 20s.
20s, almost 30, 29, yeah.
30. Mm-hmm. And his injury history. I don't think he definitely doesn't have a history of this reconstruction or this repair.
So what gives you pause?
Well, the second factor I'm going to talk about is the tissue stress, okay? And that's what gives me a little pause, all right? We're looking at the sport that he plays, all right?
Football.
Fucking football. The position he plays.
Wide receiver.
Requires a lot of loading through that Achilles.
Sure. And we're talking about a lot of stop, starting, jumping, cutting, catching, a lot of dynamic stuff.
Right. And another area of tissue stress that we're worried about is psychological readiness for a return to sport.
Right.
I'm actually not worried about that. Mm-hmm. I feel like he wouldn't be back there if he wasn't 100%. But he'll say he's 110% ready. But how does he actually feel about it? Where is his body actually? Only he knows that.
Right.
Right? And he's never going to
say that because Emmanuel Sanders ain't no bitch.
And also, what I'm going to get into with this next factor, we're talking about risk tolerance modifiers. Okay,
risk tolerance modifiers.
Write that one down. All right, we're talking about this is a contract year for Emmanuel Sanders. We got pressure from the team for him to produce. All right, he's got John Elway hawking him down from the upper tier.
You
got to
get paid. John doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Absolutely,
he's putting the pressure on.
So that I feel like the risk tolerance modifier here, that being a contract year, there's a lot of pressure on him to produce.
A lot of pressure.
Yep, and make that money. All right, so. Another thing we're looking at with Achilles repairs is we're going to look at the data as to all NFL players in the history since like the 90s that they've been compiling this data with Achilles repair surgeries and their return to sport. What the research has found right now is that 72% of players return to the NFL.
72%.
We're not talking play. We're talking to the NFL.
Three quarters.
Right? Three quarters. Like not even three quarters of people. They're getting back into the league.
Right.
Okay. All right. So we're looking at the NFL study. It was published in 2017. Post-operative performance scores were significantly worse for running backs and linebackers compared to pre-operatives. All right. Compared to their pre-operative gameplay.
Right. So they definitely lost a step.
They lost a step.
Huge step.
And linebackers had significantly worse post-operative performance. Who gives a shit? We're not talking about linebackers. But it didn't look at wide receivers, but it looked at running backs. And I feel like we can kind of like look at running backs and wide receivers.
Wide receivers are running backs who catch the ball out in the field and then they try to
run. Exactly. It's relatively the same. So I'm going to
probably take a little
bit
less
of
a beating, but yeah,
we're gonna
really
spin
depends.
That. We're going to spin that to the running backs and wide receivers can go hand in hand.
Yeah.
All right. There was another study that showed all major sports. It was NHL, MLB, NBA, and the NFL. All right. What that showed over time is that playtime was significantly decreased and athletes performed worse compared to their preoperative levels at years 1 and 2 after the injury.
Okay.
Okay. Players compared with their match controls, meaning people that were not injured, that were totally fine, and Achilles ruptured resulted in fewer games played, decreased play time, and worse performance statistics.
Okay.
At 1 year, but not 2 years postoperatively. So what that means is that if you're between, you know, 6 months and 2 years out of the surgery,
which is 24 months,
you were not performing as well as people that did not have that injury.
And so he is...
And the player
about
before the injury.
One third of the way through that time frame, so he's...
Not even. Right.
Yeah.
So am I drafting and trusting Emmanuel Sanders in any way, shape, or form?
You said 9,000 red flags. That's 50%.
You know, I'm fucking going up to 18,000.
He's going up to 18,000 red flags.
Absolutely not. Emmanuel Sanders is absolutely not going to have any sort of a significantly productive year for you to win any sort of fantasy football
championship. I can only echo that sentiment. Stay the hell away from Emmanuel Sanders this year. Stay the hell away. So knowing all that we know about people less than 2 years out, players less than 2 years out, about their performance and what Achilles tendon repairs and rehabs have in their performance, what else? What else holds you, gives you pause?
Another reason I'm worried about Emmanuel Sanders is compensation, all right? There's a 25% chance that he can tear the other Achilles because he's putting more stress and load through that leg.
That's pretty significant.
I don't like that.
One in four. I don't like my odds there either.
I'm not crazy about that number. So once again, I know people are excited that Emmanuel Sanders is back. I know Broncos Nation, looking at you, Rick, is excited that Emmanuel Sanders is back. I don't see him. I'm worried about him this season.
Yeah. I see a very middling season for him. You know, I hope he has a great season and stays healthy. Obviously,
I'm talking about fantasy football.
Wouldn't wish an injury on anybody. My hope is that he can be significant enough to draw some of the coverage away from Courtland Sutton. Courtland Sutton was like a monster last night. He's going to be good. They've been talking about him for a couple of years.
Yeah. If he's beneficial this year in fantasy football, right, it's for the other wide receivers. Yeah. Right, he's going to draw some coverage.
Stay the hell away. Staying on topic, though, other significant wide receivers in the league – recovering from this type of thing, we have Demaryius Thomas of the Houston Texans.
Demaryius Thomas is not on the Houston Texans.
What?
Demaryius Thomas is on the New England Patriots.
Oh, wow. I totally did not even know that.
He
did a lot of research for this.
He is on the New England Patriots.
Wow. And just like that, one of my favorite old receivers in the games, I hate him. I hate you, Demaryius Thomas. Mm-hmm. I love you, but I hate you. No, I still love
him. The pit of hell. The pit of hell for fans of players.
Pit of hell. They're going to turn an old, broken wide receiver into a goddamn superstar. And you know it. He's what? I think he's about 6 months out.
Yeah, he's not playing right now.
Again, if he comes back at all, it's, it'd be in an interesting capacity. There's so many mouths to feed on that team. Even now, they don't have Gronk. He could be a big physical presence for them, but... he's not anywhere, I wouldn't touch him with a 40-foot pole just like the Grinch. I mean, he's 6 months out from his repair, and just like we said about Emmanuel Sanders, all those things apply, except he's older, and he had a worse season last year. He's 31 years old. He's a little bit older. Once you cross that 30 threshold, it's...
especially in the NFL.
And you get come off a significant injury like this, it's just like... you lose a step or two. That's all there really is to it, unless you're Terrell Suggs and you're a freak of nature and you come back from an Achilles in like 6 months.
What do we know about
Achilles
ruptures? We know that the most common age range for these injuries to occur is the 40 to 60 age range. All right, these are basically your weekend warriors or people that just sit at a desk all day and go play basketball and then
exactly.
They pop their Achilles.
God,
I feel like that number gets like kind of like increased in professional sports. Right. Like if you're in the 30 to 28 to 29 to 35 age
right.
range.
You're an old person if you're playing
exactly.
professional sports and you're 20 to 35.
I would say that that kind of equates to the 40 to 60 for Demaryius Thomas. Hey, maybe he has a couple of good games out there, but
He's good. He's big, physical guy.
A lot of mouths to feed in New England.
He's not going to be on my bench. That's all I have to say. And then take again, for example, I mean, Dez Bryant is a perfect example last year. He tried out for the Browns, I think last year. He tried out for the Browns, mm-hmm. and I think he tore his Achilles in practice. And again, he's an older wide receiver. He had been out of the game for a little while. He was taking game situation reps. And
Bam. Doesn't look like he's playing. Doesn't look like he's playing. I mean,
Dez Bryant is all but retired at this point, which
he's no interest in playing. He's talking about anxiety and depression. I mean, hopefully he's doing okay. Yeah. But you know, as far as his, you know, seems like that Achilles injury was the snowball of the end of his career. So hate to see it, but you know, it just kind of speaks to the same thing, you know, as far as these injuries go.
So speaking of ankle and foot injuries in old Cowboys wide receivers, this guy's not so old. Amari Cooper is about 25 years old. But the news is, latest beat on the street is, he's dealing with a foot injury. And initially there was some confusion. They said it was plantar fasciitis or heel bruise, but there was some speculation it might be a ligament injury. And that's significant considering he's ADP 29, wide receiver 12 or 13 right now. Mm-hmm. And he had some monster games for the Cowboys last year. He's going to be, I mean, a significant part of that offense. So his health is super important, especially for me. I'm an Eagles fan, but I think I might draft Zeke first pick. So,
yeah, as far as Amari Cooper goes, they're saying he had a bruised heel at first. Bruised heels, they suck. They're super painful. But now they're calling it a ligament issue, and they're calling it plantar fasciitis. The plantar fascia is a ligament on the bottom of the foot that goes from the heel bone, and it goes to the base of your toe bones, okay? And basically what that means is that if he's running a lot, loading through that foot, it's putting a lot of stress and strain through the area where it inserts on that heel bone, right. Okay? It could be painful as shit. It
could be really, really fucking annoying.
All right. I don't necessarily think he's going to miss a significant amount of time because of this. No. But this is going to be a management issue.
If somebody's going to, it will linger all season. That's all there is to it. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
These things naturally heal on their own within 6 months to 2 years, really. They can last longer than that in some cases. If you're getting treatment and management for it, you know, it's manageable, but it's not one of those things you can just inject with cortisone, because it's actually going to make the integrity of that tissue much weaker and more at risk for a plantar fascia rupture, which could be career threatening. That'd be worst case scenario.
Absolutely.
Not saying it's going to happen now. It just means there's some inflammation and some tearing in that part of his foot. But what I am most interested to see, excuse me, I'm having White Claw burps here. What I'm most interested to see is it actually plantar fasciitis? If it's another ligament in the foot, that is super significant. But I don't think it is. I saw him running routes the other day. Yeah. I'm thinking something like a Liz Frank injury.
Yeah, if we were worried about a Liz Frank, they'd be shutting him down right now.
He would be in a boot. Yeah. He would be probably have surgery already.
That's honestly a ligament. When we hear ligament injuries in the foot from the PT world, we automatically just start thinking Liz Frank, and we start thinking, holy shit, this is big and this is bad. Because that is a ligament that basically stabilizes the middle of your foot.
Exactly.
If you rupture that, then you're going to have a collapsed foot, and you're going to have you're going to need a surgery to reconstruct it and stabilize it.
Exactly. If you don't have a Liz Frank injury, you're going to have a bad time playing football. That's all there's to it.
You're not going
to
have a good time.
So how many red flags does Amari Cooper give you? Knowing he has plantar fasciitis, it's something he's going to manage and linger all year.
This is a tough one for me. From the red flag perspective and the fantasy football perspective, I really don't think he's going to miss a lot of time for this. I'm going to give this... Oh, man. I might have to go into different multiples here. I'm going to give this a... 2,250
red flag. What percentage of 18,000 is that?
2,250 red flag. That is 12.5%.
12.5% red flag. So are you drafting him? If he comes to you at pick 25, are you going to draft him?
Depends on who's around. I think I will, just because I know the upside with Amari Cooper. I think that plantar fasciitis is something that he will totally – you hit the nail on the head before, Tyler, when you said it's a management issue. I feel like they're going to manage it well. They have the best medical staff in the world on their teams.
Not the best. I mean, we're not on their medical staff.
That's actually a good point.
Second best in the world, probably. You know, I mean
– maybe we'll start up our own NFL team.
Maybe.
But I think that, like, this is something that he'll be able to play through. If it develops into something where he can't walk because of it, then they're going to shut him down.
Significant.
But if he's playing right now, I think that you can rest assured that he's going to have a productive fantasy football season. Yeah.
I'm not loving it, but
they're going to treat the shit out of him.
You know, I'm not going to. It's not something that's really going to be that debilitating.
This is tough. Tough one.
It's management. Again, it's management. It may not mean anything to you guys listening, but it's a tough call. If he's there at like you know, third or fourth round, I'm 100% taking him, but I'm not going to reach for him. I'm just going to let him come to me. And it's time for the rundown. We have our special guest, co-host, Alex Bell, a.k.a. my roommate. Alex, who is first on the rundown list today?
First down on the rundown list is none other than Jimmy Garoppolo, the porn star thought.
Jimmy Garoppolo, the porn star thought. He dated a porn star last year. Maybe that's what distracted him and tore his ACL. He had his first game back. How did he do?
Jimmy G played like shit. All right.
Jimmy G played like shit. I wonder if that's how well he performed in bed while with said porn star. Actually, let me know who the porn star was. Did you guys catch that?
No idea.
I have no clue. I've seen too many of them at this point.
Seen too many. I thought you were into the... No, we're not going to go there. All right. Who's next on the rundown list?
Next on the rundown list is none other than Derrick Henry.
Derrick fuckass. There's a special hate in my heart for Derrick Henry. None more than both of you. Kramer, why do you hate Derrick Henry?
Well, I hate Derrick Henry because he was unproductive for most of his fantasy season. He gets benched, and then he goes off for 300 yards and a million touchdowns in one game.
That's a lot while of touchdowns. While most of
America did not start him. But another reason why I'm not into Derrick Henry right now is a calf strain in the offseason. I'm a little worried about his conditioning. Everyone's always a little worried about his weight coming into camp and all this stuff, and now he's got a calf strain. Really gets me worried about what kind of conditioning he was doing.
Yeah, it sounds like he's not in much of a condition at all. Who do we got next, Miguel?
Next is none other than Colts QB Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck, the rubber band man.
So Andrew Luck, we talked about last week. We weren't really sure what was going on. They were talking about a bone in his lower leg that no one knew what the hell it was. They were talking about his Achilles. They were talking about a high ankle sprain. We don't know. Jim Irsay clearly had no idea.
He said something about a, quote unquote, it's a small bone in the leg, a mo something. And Kramer and I racked our brains and Kramer figured it out. Syndesmosis.
Syndesmosis.
Syndesmosis. Okay. What is a syndesmosis, Kramer?
The syndesmosis is a ligament between the bones in the lower leg, your tibia and your fibula.
Not fibia. If I hear fibia one more time, I'm gonna smack somebody.
And it's not a bone. It's a ligament. Right? And anytime the syndesmosis is affected in an injury, that means it's a high ankle sprain. So what we know about high ankle sprains, they're painful. They're a bitch to come back from. He might be dealing with this for a little while, but he'll be playing. He'll be practicing. I'm not worried about his production as far as fantasy football goes. I think he'll be the same Andrew Luck that's a pocket passer, but they're going to be monitoring the situation.
Yeah, they're saying right now, sagittal plane motions, a.k.a. forward-backward motions, running straight ahead. He's fine, but he's a quarterback. He doesn't run straight ahead. Throwing the ball, he's fine. It's more scrambling in the pocket. You know, he's not going to be quite as mobile. It's his lateral mobility that's we're all really concerned about right now, but he'll be okay. This injury happened, I mean, God, I think it was like May 21st. I think they first reported something wrong with his leg. He's got to be near the end of it now. I saw footage of him doing lateral agility drills, high-kneeing over some boxes and shit like that. So I think he's going to be fine.
If he's doing that, he's all right.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. Don't worry about Andrew Luck. Don't drop him down on your draft board just because they're talking about a high ankle sprain.
But again, if you're reaching for a quarterback anyway, you're probably not listening to this because you're a dumbass. So...
Our next candidate is Combine Hulk and Seahawks second-round pick DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf. So the deal with DK Metcalf, he had arthroscopic knee surgery. He's going to be out 4 to 6, 8 weeks. Who the hell really knows? They didn't disclose what exactly the injury was, but you got to imagine some sort of meniscus tear that wasn't super significant. Mm-hmm. If they're scoping it out, you know, he should be back ideally in 4 weeks, realistically 8 weeks.
Yeah, maybe 100% at 8 weeks. You know, like he'll be back to game time. Like he'll be rehabbing throughout that time, and they'll be hoping that he's ready to go 100% at 4 weeks. Hoping him going 100% at 4 weeks and actually being 100%, we're looking at, like Tyler said, about that 8 week mark.
Right, so. And he has a pretty significant injury history already. He has had neck problems. He's had knee problems. He had an oblique strain earlier this year. I mean, if you're sleeping on him, continue to sleep. I'm not touching him again with a 10-foot pole, not a 40-foot pole, but
rest easy, stay asleep.
You know, I'm waiting for him to do something significant before I, you know, waste a bench spot on him.
Totally. Got a crack and a shotgun
That's
here.
That's right. It's closing time. Again, this show is not brought to you by White Claw.
Or Modelo, which was just shotgunned by our boy Kev over here.
That's it. Cream, what'd you do this weekend?
This weekend? I went to Red Hook.
That's great. I was in Cape Cod at a fancy-ass wedding.
Wow.
I ate a lot of seafood, drank a lot of top-shelf liquor.
Unbelievable.
It was pretty great.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we had a nice little weekend. But,
it was a nice little weekend.
Tyler, what'd you learn today? What did we talk about? What did the people out there learn about a little bit?
Today, the people learned a lot about the physiology and the research behind performance and Achilles tendinopathy, Achilles tendon repair. You know, basically...
We learned a little bit about arthritis and how arthritis doesn't mean anything for Todd the God Gurley.
Arthritis doesn't mean shit, right? He's 25 years old. He's going to be fine. Antonio Brown, a bit of a diva, but I sort of sympathize with him a little bit. I think he just doesn't want to go to training camp, but whatever. He'll be fine. His feet will be fine. Andrew Luck, the glass rubber band man. He's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine. We also learned that owners of NFL teams have no idea about player injuries and how their players are doing. And they're just, you know, these ignoramus idiots that are running around. At least Jim Irsay is.
Yeah, Jim Irsay is kind of a dumbass. I think he got a DUI because he was, like, popping pills and obviously not driving very well enough to warrant getting pulled over. What else? Amari Cooper.
Coop.
Does me a little concerned. Doesn't worry Kramer at all. Something to manage for sure.
Amari Cooper is fucking fine.
He'll be fine, says Kramer. That's all we got for you today. Thanks for tuning in. Any closing remarks, Kramer?
Enjoy the Jimmy Eat World on the way out.
Enjoy the Jimmy Eat World on the way out.